Many VAs across the country have started incorporating yoga into their medical centers to help veterans cope with chronic pain. Roxy Todd spent some time at the Martinsburg VA to learn more about one of their alternative therapies for chronic pain, the Mindful Yoga class.
Inhale. Exhale, bring both legs up. Chest for three breaths. Perfect. Good job, Mr. Pickford. That's perfect.
In a large gym at the Martinsburg VA, Air Force veteran Darren Yowell is leading 14 veterans in a yoga class. His students call him Chewy.
One person described my yoga class one time as yoga without the granola, because I'm not going to talk about wheat fields and things like this. It's going to be an instructional yoga class. Like, this is how you do this move. This is what it benefits. This is how you modify it.
Bring your feet down, bring your knees to a bent position.
Most of the people in this class are men, and all are veterans who are dealing with some type of pain.
Really working your lower back here.
One of Chewy's students is Army veteran Adam Smith.
Your military attracts certain people, you know, athletically inclined or very active people. You know, it's hard on your body. Over time, you know, most people that get out of the service are going to be hurting.
Adam says he's in pain most mornings. He takes some pain medication, but yoga has improved his mobility more than any other medical treatment.
I'm so happy that the VA has embraced yoga, and I'd like to see them embrace it more. You know, without a pill, you can feel better. I mean, That's pretty powerful, and you can calm yourself down and feel so much better without taking a pill, without relying on somebody else doing something to you. Yoga, you're moving your own body.
Straighten your legs out. Lay down, palms facing up.
Building that sense of independence is important for healing, says Chewy.
And to me, the best way to help others is not to baby people. It's to challenge them. We all want to be challenged.
Chewy says he struggled finding purpose when he left the military in 1991. When he got out, he'd planned on becoming a school teacher, but that didn't work out. He became addicted to alcohol, then to harder drugs like pain pills.
Went up and down on a roller coaster after that for the next 20 years, not really using the VA, not wanting nothing to do with it, actually, for multiple reasons. But in 2010, I was in Danville, Virginia, and I was in pretty bad shape. A friend of mine got me to the community-based outpatient clinic down there, basically just dropped me off at the door and said, y'all got to help him. You know, I believe that people, like my situation, I just needed somebody to help me.
He eventually came to the Martinsburg VA and stayed here for 9 months in inpatient psychiatric care to manage his addiction.
When I came here, as a patient, I felt like a forgotten person.
He's been sober since 2010. A few months into his treatment, he heard about a job with the VA as a recreation specialist. This was something he was good at, so he applied for the job and got it.
They were building this gym, and when I got hired, I was shown this gym, and something just clicked. There were certain things, you know, before I became involved in drugs and alcohol that I was very strong at, that the drugs and alcohol took from me. But once I got clean, I took them back. And now I'm going to use my gifts that I was given to try and help others.
Chewy can be found here teaching a yoga class every Monday morning and another class in the afternoon. Students go through a 12-week course that's designed to teach veterans how to stay active and cope with mental stress, like post-traumatic stress disorder.
Very good challenge, everybody. Good job.
There are veterans of all ages in the class. Some actually set down their canes and walkers while they do yoga. Chewy helps them modify the moves, but he shows them they can do more than they thought they could.
So even though it's a group class, it has to be done different than a yoga class on the outside. If you go to a yoga class on the outside, it's very fluid. You walk in there, the instructor assumes that you know everything. Whereas I try to be very instructional. Even though it's a group, I still try to have to go around one-on-one, and you got to be able to recognize everybody's limits and what they can and can't do.
When the Martinsburg VA began offering yoga a few years ago, it didn't seem as though many veterans were interested. But that changed. Veterans asked for more yoga classes, and Chewy's session continues to fill up, says Mike McAleer, the public relations officer at this VA.
When you first tell a veteran, most veterans anyway, that you're going to, maybe you should try some yoga, they're probably going to laugh at you or mock you a little bit. But once they get in there and they realize that, as you notice, not everybody was at the same level. And it's okay, because you don't have to all be experts at what you're doing, as long as your body's starting to move and you're starting to feel a little bit better. So I think once you cross the threshold and you give it a try, you're going to be there for life.
So now I want you to completely relax. The focus changes. Your breath does not change. You keep the rhythm of the breathing.
This yoga class isn't only for veterans who were injured in battle. It also teaches breathing and mindfulness, or being aware of your body and the way your mind affects health. This is especially important to yoga student Stacy Sage, a Navy veteran who's battling breast cancer. Yoga has become a way for her to focus her thoughts on healing her body.
Because I am on my fourth regimen of chemo, and I need to do something to keep my mind off of what's going on internally.
Stacy says her first yoga class gave her enough energy to go home and do yard work all afternoon.
My husband was out chopping wood, and normally I would go in the house. I actually helped him carry the logs to, you know, where we store them. And so it just had me energized. Chewy helped me that morning, but it then carried on through the rest of the day.
Stacy's had breast cancer since August of 2015. The cancer has metastasized, which means it's spread to other parts of her body.
Sad to say, but in a year, my goal is just to be alive and, you know, healthier. That's my goal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With metastatic cancer, it's one day at a time. Everyone says I have the best attitude when it comes to having cancer, but my son's 7, so I have to do what I have to do to be there for him. And this is part of it.
This interview was recorded back in January. We checked back in with Stacy earlier this week to find out how she's doing. She says, on top of the breast cancer, she was recently diagnosed with lung cancer too, and her health has deteriorated in the last few months. So she had to stop going to yoga class, at least for now. But she says she still wakes up each morning to do breathing exercises and meditation that she learned in yoga class. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Roxy Todd in Martinsburg, West Virginia.
I want you to breathe. Now I want everybody to close their eyes and become completely relaxed. Completely connected to the earth through your chair or through your mat, wherever you're at. Completely relaxed.